The gentleman on the line right now, Dick Vance.
Hey.
Dick!
The Daniel.
I heard him say he was the only guy, the oldest guy in the building. I don't think so. I think I outrank him in that particular area.
Hey, Dick, give the history of you and Young Z for folks that might not know.
Well, over 40 years ago, I had just arrived in Des Moines and was doing, at that time, 7 to midnight at KSO. KSO was elevator music, and we put rock and roll in there and brought it to a little more livelihood position. And I got a phone call from a young voice that said, "Hey, Daddy-O, I'm really liking what you're playing. I love you. Can I come visit you?" And I said, "Sure, what's your name?" He said, "Dick Youngs." I said, "Well, where are you? Who are you?" He said, "I'm a senior in high school at East High School, and I'm the quarterback on the football team." And he was really a good quarterback, I might add, and an all-state selection in baseball. He was a great high school athlete. He went on, later played a little semi-professional football, but he became a fan, and we became friends that way. And when he graduated from high school, he came to see me. He said, "I really want to be into radio." So we took him on at KSO, and he developed into the star that he really is, and has had such a wonderful, wonderful career. But, you know, the one thing I want to mention is that many people don't know his soft side. He's always doing things for people, and it kind of breaks me up a little bit when I talk about it, because he has stood by me when I really needed the help, and he's the kind of a guy you want beside you in a bar fight. But he doesn't talk much about that. He just continues to do good for people and be a big instrument in the goodness that goes with Des Moines, Iowa, and KIOA.
Well, Dick, you have to tell the story about the piano real quick. because this is one of my favorite stories that Young Z tells.
Well, it's a true story. We at KSO, we were, you know, really fighting the war of the rock and roll radio stations. It was KIOA and KSO, and who was going to do more and be the best and be number one. And Young Z was doing 9 to midnight, and a young man by the name of Hal Moore, who later went to work for KIOA, was doing 6 to 9. So we moved the radio studios from the back of the building up to the front and made a fishbowl out of it, and so people could drive by and see us in the window. Well, I told these two guys, I was the program director at KSO, and I told these two guys, I said, "Listen, we want to move that piano out of that studio into the back room. And I want you to do it tonight after you get off the air at 12 o'clock, the two of you, and move it in the back." And, you know, I figured just moving it in the back was enough. Well, the next day I came in, and sure enough, the piano was gone. And I said, "I see you moved the piano." I said, "Where is it? Because we got to sell it." Well, Young Z looked at Moore, and Moore looked at Young Z, and they both gulped a couple of times and said, "Well, it's back here. Come on." So I went back. Lo and behold, they didn't know you had to take the legs off of a piano. They broke up that baby grand piano and put it in the back room because they were afraid to tell me that they couldn't move it.
That's a true story, too.
Hey, that's a true story, too. I mean, there's lots of other ones that one of our other DJs, who Young Z knows very well and was a good friend of, Jack Gilbert, lived in his car for a month in the parking lot at the radio station, and we had a leak in the roof one time.
Oh, yeah, the beer cans.
Yeah, right. And lo and behold, there was about 1,000 beer cans on top of the roof. I mean, those were crazy days in radio. Crazy days in radio. But Young Z, what a great guy he is, and what a friend.
Dick, thank you for calling today.
Hey, man.
We appreciate it. God bless you, Young Z.
Daddy-O, I love you, man.
I love you, too. You're number one.
You're like a brother to me.
I know. Thank you.
I got three of my very favorite program directors. Dick Vance, not in any kind of an order, Dick Vance, Peter McLean, and the guy sitting right next to me. If you add all three of those guys together with their minds and their creativity, man, nobody in the world could beat your radio station.
That's nice of you to include me in that group.
Yeah, well, Dick, I tell you, you're three of the best, believe me.
Thank you very much.
Dick,
I'm
thank
flattered
you.
To be a part of this. Thank you very much.
Have a great day today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to hear more about